This is a public service announcement, global movement that I decided to start after I got really caffeinated one morning. And it's also a reminder to myself. In 20 odd years of living, I have had the chance to learn some of life's lessons, like when you go outside, wear pants. I've given quite a bit of thought to our statutes and laws, but there's one simple principle that supersedes them all. It's try not to be a dick. Cover your mouth when you sneeze so others don't get sick.
I go by Emily Yates, eventual ukulele superstar. So that kind of sums it up.
And talk about what drew you to this event.
I was drawn to this event by a few veteran friends of mine who were friends with Country Joe, and they said, he's doing this protest festival and you should go do it, because I live in Oakland and I'm a veteran and I work with Iraq veterans against the war, and I play music and I write songs. So it seemed like, yeah, sure, why not? It seems like a no-brainer. And also, it's nice to preach to the choir sometimes. I regularly find myself playing songs like this for people who aren't ready to receive them.
That's great. I think sometimes people say, well, what's the point? These people already kind of get it. And it sounds like you're finding some value in coming together with like-minded people.
Yeah, well, and I'm actually also hoping to push people even a little further than they might already be prepared to go in their own open-mindedness, let's say, because, you know, we can get kind of comfortable in our protest singing, you know, we're like, oh, yes, this, and it'll make us feel good after a while, and sometimes it's good to feel a little bit more uncomfortable in the song, and then come out of it being like, oh, I don't know how I feel about that, because then you're thinking about it instead of just singing along and walking away.
And you have a few things I want to unpack a little bit. You mentioned that you're a veteran. Talk about that, like how long you served, where you served, what that was like for you as a woman. And you also had mentioned that now you're in Veterans Against War. So,
yeah.
So talk about that.
It's, yeah, there's a bit of a story. I was in the military from 2002 to 2008 as a public affairs specialist. So I was the one interviewing people like this only for print media. And as for internal publication, essentially, and for the military. So I was writing kind of internal propaganda for the military. And I was also writing my own little disgruntled soldier editorials every now and then. And I didn't know how to play music back then, or else I probably would have done that. But I got out of the military. I did two tours in Baghdad. Was in an extra year under the stop-loss policy. And then when I got out of the military, I kind of fled west and eventually ended up meeting a wonderful guy who's a musician. He taught me how to play music. We got married, yada, yada, yada. And then I started writing songs. And all of a sudden, I was a singer-songwriter.
And talk about that for me. What that's been like for you. What topics you sing about, and why you decided that was the right outlet for you.
Yeah. So I don't know that I necessarily decided it was the right outlet. It kind of chose me in a way. I was just sort of. That sounds like really silly and like whatever. But essentially, I just sort of started writing songs because I had words in my head, and I learned to play an instrument, and it came out that way, you know. And I had a lot of opinions, and a lot of my opinions were kind of a little bit controversial or a little confrontational for what people perceive a woman's opinions should be and how they should be communicated. So I started writing these like kind of cute little songs and realized that people were taking my opinions a little bit better with the songs. They were even singing along, and that was really exciting. So I was like, oh, I can just put anything I want into a song. And whether or not people agree with me, you know, sometimes it's just, it's more like social observation. Sometimes it's, you know, criticizing the war. Sometimes it's criticizing some sort of social stigma. I wrote a song about menstruation called Aunt Flo's Waltz that some men have taken issue with, so to speak. But it's generally been, you know, seen as, even people who are uncomfortable are kind of like, oh, well, that was fun. So if I can make it fun enough to handle the discomfort for a minute, but not so fun that you forget the discomfort after it's done and don't do anything about it, and that's the sort of sweet spot that I'm going for. And I fall short sometimes and just go straight to offensive, but that's not on purpose.
And so talk about what you're going to be singing about today.
So today I've been sort of rolling over different song options in my mind, but I'm going to play, I think, a brand new song that I wrote about reproductive rights, sort of an ode to Republican lawmakers, an ode to the patriarchy, I suppose. I'm also going to do a song I wrote called Try Not to Be a Dick, which, you know, on the radio I've been told I have to say Try Not to Be a Dick Cheney, so there's that. And maybe another one too if I have time, so we'll see.
And so reproductive rights is one topic, and then the Try Not to Be a Dick, is that to do with gender equity type of stuff, or?
It's actually just to do with me wanting myself and other people to remember to try not to be a dick most of the time, and I feel like that would make the world a better place in general. Like, it's just really, like, as long as we're just trying, like, we don't need to necessarily succeed, but there's a bigger chance that we'll succeed. And essentially all we're saying with all of this protest music to everyone in the world is just try not to be a dick.
What are some other topics you write about?
I love all the different topics. I've written about marijuana and its positive effects. I've written about drugs and the double standards we have about them in general. Some quote-unquote patriotic tunes about my war experience and... you know, some of the work I've done with the anti-war veterans, you know, that's been a really, the Iraq Veterans Against the War and Veterans for Peace and Vietnam Vets Against the War, these groups have all been really, really supportive of me. And so, you know, it's really, you know, it's good to have community to share that experience with. So I write about veterans issues. And sometimes if it's not really taken well when I play it in the bar, then I know I can play it for the veterans and they'll be into it. So that's been, it's, I kind of run the gamut, and I'm probably not going to hold back anytime soon. One, my very first song was actually called I Don't Want to Have a Baby, and that was my first kind of protest against people who just felt like they could just ask women, When are you going to have kids? When? What's going on in your reproductive system? So, that was my, it's all over the place. That was my first song, though. It kind of set the tone.
This is a public service announcement, global movement that I decided to start after I got really caffeinated one morning. And it's also a reminder to myself. In 20-odd years of living, I have had the chance to learn some of life's lessons, like when you go outside, wear pants. I've given quite a bit of thought to our statutes and laws, but there's one simple principle that supersedes them all. It's try not to be a dick. Cover your mouth when you sneeze so others don't get sick. Stay out of the fast lane if you are driving slow. It won't always be easy because other drivers suck, I know. Just try not to be a dick. When you stand on an escalator, would you please step to the right? So that if I need to pass you, we won't have to fight. The concept's pretty simple, a child can comprehend. You should turn your blinker on before you round the bend and try not to be a dick. Cover your mouth when you others don't get sick. Stay out of the slow lane if you want to pass. I'm here to take it easy, man, so please stay off my ass and try not to be a dick. You guys are getting it. I'm just gonna clarify, by the way, when I say dick, some people come up to me and they're like, you shouldn't say that because it's so sexualized. And I say, look, everybody knows what I mean when I say try not to be a dick. Everybody knows. I could choose another word. It doesn't rhyme as well as sick. So there we go. That's why. This next verse, though, I wrote specifically for a fellow veteran friend of mine, a Marine named Scott, who went down to occupy Oakland a few years ago. You guys remember him. Of course you remember him. He got shot in the head by the police officers there, and luckily did not die. But I thought that was a dick move. I thought that was sort of like the epitome of dick moves, to shoot a veteran in a Veterans for Peace t-shirt in the head at a protest. Anyway, I wrote this verse for Scott and for the protesters and for the police. When you're peacefully assembling in a public place and the cops come to disperse you with their tear gas and their mace, the urge to fight against them will be quite strong. But instead of violence, let's sing them this song. Say, try not to be a dick. Exactly. Put away your pepper spray and your big nightsticks. Remember, we're just people trying to get by. So think ahead before you let those rubber bullets fly. And try not to be a dick. You guys are getting it. All right. I got one more thing to say about this, and that's just that the operative word is try. If we try and we fail, that's okay. So if you're one of those people, as all of us can be, kindly take a minute and lend your ear to me. You don't have to be perfect, neither do I. All that we can really do is give it a try and try not to be a dick. Good job. Cover your mouth when you sneeze so others don't get sick. Stay out of the fast lane if you are driving slow. It won't always be easy because other drivers suck. I know. Just try not to be a dick at work. Try not to be a dick or at home. Try not to be a dick in your car. Try not to be a dick or at the bar. Try not to be a dick. Let me hear you, ladies. Try not to be a dick. Now, all you gentlemen.
Try not to be a dick.
Now, everyone together. Try not to be a dick in public. Try not to be a dick. One more time for posterity. Try not to be. Thank you. balls and I'll give up my ovaries now. The other way around, no sir, I said give up your balls and I'll give up my ovaries. Not the other way around, you come first.
Teach your part right now. Actually, no, I'm going to teach it to you in a second. First, I have something to say.
You want to tell me what to do with my penis? I'm going to tell you what to do with your penis. No, you don't want me telling you how to use your testicles. Don't tell me how to use my uterus and breasticles. Give up the balls and I'll give up my ovaries. Other way around, no sir, I said you give up your balls and I'll give up my ovaries. Not the other way around, you come first. If you wanna say you care about humanity, care about your balls and leave my uterus to me. Introduce the pill to tell me when I have to breathe. Gonna have to introduce your balls to my knee. I said, give up your balls and I'll give up my ovaries. Not the other way around, no sir. I said, give up your balls and I'll give up my ovaries. Not the other way around, you come first.
Alright, here's your part, ladies. You ready? Go.
Give up your balls and I'll give up my ovaries.
The other way around, you come first.